It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2083, recorded Thursday, March 12th, 2026. Remotely useful. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has the world's easiest programmable remote. Does it work? And the slowest dog feeder? Does it work? And the last of, or not the last, another
no,
of
the
my,
second.
The second of my apartment crappy corner. Does it work? Plus a video from Norris all next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the host that does work, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good.
How excellent.
How you been this last over this last week?
Been good. Yesterday we had, I think, 72 degrees.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and a few minutes ago it was snowing.
Oh.
So this is a bizarre. I think it is 43 degrees now.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. We're not getting a break with. Well, the one day was great. The one day was great.
Yeah, yeah. But, did you get out and enjoy the one good day as much as you could?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, the weather around here has been warming up, and it's been honest. It's been in the 80s most days, and I've actually started running again, which I'm really happy about. And so in the mornings it'll be about like 65, and it's.
That's good.
Perfect for running. So I've been sorry to brag, but I have been enjoying the weather recently. It finally has warmed up enough that it's not ice cold.
And do you like the extra hour of daylight? Are you a daylight savings fan or you don't care?
I don't really care. I'm definitely a fan of summer long days and just the length of summer days. I'm hating these short winter days. I don't know if I have a big... I mean, I do like that it is brighter, I guess, a little later. But on the opposite side, it used to be that I would be doing my runs or morning activities and the sun would be coming up. And now I do all that while it's in the dark and still completely at nighttime. So I don't really have a strong opinion one way or another about daylight savings.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like the extra hour of daylight, and it when it gets a little brighter, I can go down and see the 7 o'clock Amtrak train without going through the park at night. So it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Yeah, around here, the only big schedule change would be the fireworks. What time the fireworks go off?
That's right. They're every night.
Every night. Yeah. Oh yeah. I see them every. Could see them. I don't go out to see them, but I could see them every night if I wanted to, and I can hear them every night.
Right. And they do them at 11 o'clock, right?
It changes. It changes all the time. They'll typically do it. Like right now.
We should just say that Disney World. Does New Year's Eve every night.
Right, exactly. Well, no, they don't. They don't do an every night New Year's Eve thing anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No. That, I think what you're thinking of was Pleasure Island. They did that.
Oh, yes, that's what
every
I was thinking
Every night
of.
Was New Year's Eve. Yeah, that was that, and that's since been retired, so they don't do that anymore. But the fireworks at Magic Kingdom, they will happen at least once a night, if not, like, sometimes twice a night. And that shifts throughout the time because it does happen like 30 minutes after it gets dark. So sometimes it'll be 8:30, sometimes it's 9:30.
Okay.
And then depending on different shows, different experiences in the park, there's like separate ticketed events that offer separate fireworks shows like around Christmas or the Halloween, you know, they'll do specialty fireworks shows
okay.
that might happen at both like one will happen at 8:30 and the other one will happen at like midnight or something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they do that quite a lot, and I guess that got pushed back an hour as well with the time change because it's based off of the sun mostly. Okay. Let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay. Video one explains it all.
Ooh, here we go.
Dennis always has trouble with the remote for his TV and cable box. And I saw an ad from Pulse TV, world's easiest programmable universal remote. Couldn't be any easier. All major and minor brands are imprinted above each key. Turn the TV on, hold the TV button down, press the corresponding remote key with the TV's brand name. That's it. Two button presses and you're done. I figured for $8, actually, I think I bought two of them because it was two for $14. All right, we're going to find out. It's an old TV. So we're going to find out if this can do it. So instructions are not too complicated, okay? Actually, by brand, it's just two steps. Press the TV button plus the button that corresponds to the brand of your TV. This is a Toshiba. So we're going to hold down. First of all, we put in two AAA batteries. So we're going to hold down TV, and we're going to press 6. All right. And that blinked. Now, the volume controller was not working. I go back to the TV set.
The volume works. One button.
Oh, my God.
Did that just...
It works.
Work as advertised.
It was amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Holy cow. This is an accident. He had no volume control.
Chat room saying reviews are not good. I'm impressed.
So now.
It's funny. It did have only 2 stars on the, on the page you were on.
I don't know what else you can do with this. Well, I wonder if you can, I guess you can turn the TV on and off.
Number 6 says Toshiba underneath, you know, so that's all I did. Toshiba.
It's hard to see, but printed above every
channel.
Now we have
to do the cable box. Spectrum?
That's where you're screwed.
No, there's no Spectrum on here. Look at this. Netflix, there's YouTube. All right, so as far as cable goes, there's a cable satellite button, but there are no brands. This is Spectrum, but there are no brand names for cable. I'm going to hit just the cable button, and then let me just see if that... Oh, okay. I pressed the cable. It lets me change the channels.
Oh, that's great.
But I don't have things like bring up the list and bring up the menu.
You might be able to hit the menu button.
I tell you, for $8, I like what this can do already. And as I pointed out earlier, you can go directly to Amazon, Netflix. There's YouTube. If you have the Roku box, you have that. How old is this? Looks like it has a 3D button.
Oh, my God.
Change everything into 3D. I like this. I mean, for $8, I like it a lot.
It did what you wanted. Get your volume.
It did. Yeah,
back.
He had no volume. The cable box control works, but for some reason, no volume control.
Yeah.
So that just did it in a minute. We just hit. You can see in that thing you're looking at. There's a brand name under every key. LG, the Hitachi.
Zenith,
you just hit what you want and the number.
And then there's all the brands that it looks like it's it comes with, so you can easily see that. And this remote does have a menu button. See that button right there when you're on?
Oh, yes. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, that might bring up your menu.
You know what? Like I bet too. It will. I bet it will.
Should be that's. I mean, really, just an actually good TV satellite switchable thing is pretty great. That is pretty great. I wish it worked with Apple TV. I don't think it does.
No, I don't think. Does anything work with Apple TV except something? Yeah.
I mean, you can do game controllers, but it's kind of a different experience. A remote. I think that the price is incredible at $8 or two for this says $13.98.
Yeah, I figured if it works, I'll have a spare for $7.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I bought the two of them.
Yeah, and I agree. This scared me. That is, its reviews were not very good.
Look at the reviews. I just thought for this price, I'm just going to try it myself.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So it did work.
It did work for me.
Very cool. For me. Okay.
All right, so here's another fun gadget, but we're going to start with something Dennis baked for me.
Oh.
Welcome to Disneyland Labs, where Dennis has made a sheet cake. And I said, Dennis, I like icing. I like a lot of icing.
Oh.
Wow, you talk about icing. We have more icing than sheet cake. All right, so it's not icing. Any idea what this is? Chad, any idea what this is?
I guess now you know.
Felt-ish? Felty?
All right, so...
I don't know what it'd be used for.
In the past, I've described that Charlie eats very fast. And he just wolfs his dinner down. We got one of those slow-eating dishes, several of them. And the last one we got worked really well. And then on Amazon, I saw this. And it's for dogs who get bored. It's a way for them to find food, but have to hunt for it, okay? So these are Charlie snacks, all right? I think it's Science Diet, and it's Science Diet reduced fat, all right? 18% less calories than one of their normal dog foods. And the vet said, you know, Charlie could lose 2 pounds to be good for him. He's 22 pounds. If he was down to like 20, that would be good for him. All right. So we're going to see. I have an idea Charlie's just going to tear this thing apart. So the object is what we do here. Okay. You just put food everywhere. And in theory, your dog, and I guess if it was cat treats, cats would spend way more time munching than they would if you just put it in a regular bowl. Okay? Mm-mm-mm. The serving plate.
It's like a charcuterie board.
We have Charlie in the other apartment, so he wasn't peeking at where the food is. Oh my gosh, what is this? What is this? Oh my. Wait a minute. These flowers have nuts in them.
Did you know you got food in your laundry?
No. All right. Okay.
I hope you leave something for me.
All right. So I think. I'm not going to bore you, but what we'll do is sort of keep track of how long this is going to take. But this is, if he had regular food, it would be gone by now. So this is a big help. All right. And it's not moving around. All right. Actually, it's good that he's standing on it. It does have a kind of a nubby back so that it's not supposed to slide on the floor. I don't know. Is he finding them all? He's finding them.
Mm. It's definitely slowing him down.
He's not great. He's very good. He doesn't rip the things apart.
He's pushing the things up. But he's not tearing the... looks like felt that it's made out of.
It's like a velour.
All right, we are 6.5 minutes in. Let's go down. Let me see. Did he tear? He didn't. No, he just pushed those up to look under them.
I'm liking this a lot. I'm gonna serve Dennis his dinner right now. Slow him down too.
It's a good way to diet for everybody. Just do some slow food eating. I think that's incredible. I would worry the exact same thing, but if you are kind of doing it right around food time and then picking it up right after, seems like as long as you don't leave it on the floor, I don't.
He loves it.
Yeah,
it was $20 on Amazon, and I've used it. I shot that video I think Sunday night, so I've used it four nights or four times since then, and they make bunches of them.
Yeah, I just saw all the different types they have.
Yes, yes.
You can get different
colors. And it's so funny because our friend Lindy had not seen it. Well, she obviously didn't see this show. She may be watching now. She came over last night for Giz Fizz, and she said, I found something neat at the pet store that really slows dogs eating, and it was another version of the one I bought, which is great.
That's so amazing.
And I now have two versions that I can switch between.
And also, I've been wondering, how do I slow down my pigs when I feed them? And now I know. Now I have the right catch.
Oh, and Chad, see if it works on alligators.
Yeah, it might. It could.
I've been eating. Put it out in the backyard,
pig.
And then if you go out and the alligator's there for more than 20 minutes, you know it's worked.
I've been really annoyed with how fast my alligators have been eating me and my dogs. Yeah. That's great. Another great gadget. What's the next one you got?
The third one, you'll get a kick out of this. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
We've done lots of beanies on GizWiz, but when I saw the photo of this on Amazon, I thought, you know, I know what I'll do. I'll have the LED dancing light off, and I'll say, what's different about this beanie cap? But I bought one. And when you get it out of the box, it's not exactly hidden.
No.
Okay. That it has LEDs in it. All right. It's Bluetooth. Bluetooth, what, 5, I think? Yeah, 5.0.
I think they've upped it. I think it says 5.4 on Amazon.
Now, sounds really good. And I'll tell you why. Because the speakers are actually little boxes, okay? It's probably the best music I've heard from a beanie. Actually, it even has some decent bass. And
the construction looks better than most.
I'm kind of surprised at the rating. Well, I'll go right to the rating. First of all, it's only, oh, wow. I don't know what I paid, but it's only $13 right now. 446 reviews, 4.6 stars. All right. This is what I don't like about it. Our favorite things, chat room.
A one-button operation.
There are
for
three
every
buttons.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Actually, four. The on-off button, plus and minus, and the play button. Number one is charging it. There's a single little LED light in there, and when you charge it, you can barely see it, but when it goes out, it's fully charged. So there's no, our favorite thing is the function button, the single function button is for pairing, for playing, for pausing, answering phone calls.
Ending phone calls.
Activating
personal
your
assistant.
Voice assistant.
Yeah.
With a various dual press. Pressed three times. Anyway. And the other very weird thing, let me turn this on. Well, it's very bright. I know that this is going to be blown out in the video. Okay. I'll move it away a little more. Maybe you'll see.
I'm surprised it does those animations.
A lot of LED. And you will be noticed.
There's pulsating, there's LED sliding up and down.
Oh, you know, biking is, biking is great for this. I actually put it on backwards.
With one button.
I typed in the instructions. Can you have music without the LEDs, or can you just have the LEDs off? And it said, reviewers just say that they are using both the music and the LEDs together. And there seems nothing in the instructions about shutting the LEDs off. So they're always on. Except, okay, I played with this a lot. You can get them to go off. All right. The second thing I asked, do the LEDs pulsate to the music? And type that in, and it said no. The LEDs do not dance to the music. They are wrong. Okay. There is one setting where the LEDs dance to the music.
Oh, wow.
Yes, like that. And, that will be in my video.
Go for it.
Here, you have to maybe boost the volume.
It's working. Now, does that use the mic or through the Bluetooth?
It's just my phone up against the speaker.
Wow. So it'll and be then, reactive to the room, basically.
Yes. No, it reacting to the theme. And then when it finishes playing, there's one LED stays lit. And when it hears no more music, it shuts the LEDs off.
Huh. That's
outside
really
of that.
Cool.
The LEDs stay on all the time if you're just listening to music and you don't go to that particular set of LEDs. It's kind of weird. I mean, the thing is, $13, it seems really reasonable. Oh, there's a good picture there.
Yeah,
breathing mode, solid color, flashing mode, two different flashing modes, seven color light. It's
yeah. I think it's a great price. I really like the, for biking, for running, for anything that you want that on and to be seen by cars.
Yes.
Seems great. Do you think that it would work as like almost like a task light, you know, like a generalized light?
I don't think it's that far. I think it's because cameras are so sensitive that it just blows it out. You know, let me just see. Is it not going to go on now?
I know. I now know why it may not work for you, Dickie D. Because it says right here, as clear as day in the title, that this is made for teen boys.
I know. And stocking stuff. Did they never change the ad from Christmas?
No. Nope.
That is such a riot. Yeah. Oh, adults, men. Okay. Women, stay away.
Exactly. But then perfect for him/her in the image. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, that's very funny.
That is
very funny.
This is out of all of, you know, we've taken a look at a lot of these beanies over the past, in the past.
Yes.
And I got to say, just from the quality that I saw over the video, this one looked pretty good. And I like that LED integration basically for safety. Is the big one. I like it.
It's nice. Cool. Nice. Especially biking. Just wear it backwards. Boy, you'll have put the red on, you'll have a stoplight.
Yeah, your left right will be swapped. You know, you'll be running left when you need to run right because your audio will be all messed up. But that'll be fine. Okay, well, with that, shall we get a bit crappy?
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. We are here with a gadget for the apartment, a space-saving gadget. We're going to do this one live today. So here it is, and I'm going to zoom in just a little bit. This is a magnetic key holder to help me organize all of the keys that I have around. So I basically at the moment just have a tray near my front door. So this will hopefully fix that. So let's open it up. And the idea is that it is a cute little cloud that also has magnets on the bottom so that you can drop your keys onto it. And then this, it should be a really sticky surface. So there we go. So we got that sticky surface, just undid that. The magnet should be down here. And so I'm gonna just attach it. Let's attach it over here next to the Twit Fez. There we go. So you could attach that onto your wall. And then the idea is you take your keys and I throw them on the bottom. There you
Wow.
go. And I was worried that some of these heavy keys, like this even has a big old key fob on it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This key ring I don't think is magnetic. Let's switch to this key ring, see if that one's magnetic. Oh, it is. Okay, there you go. Hey, that's
Boy, I'm impressed.
I am too. I didn't think it would be able to hold that.
I thought, well, that's good, but you put two keys on it and the rest will fall off.
So, boy, that's yeah, I wish I could kind of pull it off the wall now. But so it does say that it has spots for basically four keys, four magnets on the bottom. Let me see if I can kind of feel those. One.
Does it give you a weight limit, like no more than 1 pound of keys or anything?
No, the instructions are sparse. Now, it shows on the packaging four different areas for magnets, but I'm feeling only three. I think that I don't have all four magnets. Also, like I said, this key ring right here, for some reason, is not magnetic, but this one is. So I have to worry about which one I go and slap up there, but
that's impressive. I tell you, that's pretty neat.
You know, pull it off, but there you go. It doesn't look too bad either. I like it. There you go. I am more impressed than I thought that I would be with the magnetic cloud key holder.
I am too. I thought you're going to put two keys on there and then, oh my God. Wow, 11,000 people.
Yeah.
4.6.
Only $8, and you only get one of them. I kind of, for some reason, thought I'd get two or something like that.
Oh, there you go, Chad.
Look at that.
A 14-ounce wrench. What?
Not quite a pound. Pound's 16 ounces, so a little under a pound. It's claiming that.
Oh, yeah, but it's showing it with keys next to it.
Yeah, I think each magnet could do that. Because there should be three magnets in it. But yeah, just a little cute way. There you go. Maybe that's why I got confused seeing all these up here. But anyway, I think it's a cute way to hold your keys. Definitely in an apartment where you're trying to save space on countertops and things like that. I think it's pretty adorable. So there you go.
I like it.
You know, and it also comes with two key rings if your key rings are not magnetic like mine, so you can transfer yours over. They are pretty thin and not the most stable key rings I've ever used. And then, okay, see, like I have this thing, which is an AirTag holder. This part of it, which is like a carabiner part, not magnetic. Yep. This tiny bit is. So that could still stay with that tiny bit. Anyway, you gotta kind of experiment with what's magnetic and what's not. But there you go, only $8 on Amazon. And then let me just quickly go and see what is the name of this thing. It's the Tuon. 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 It's not two. It's not one. It's Tuon.
It's Tuon.
It's Tuon.
Well, at least you can say it.
Exactly. They're getting better at that recently. Okay, with that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, too. together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in this gadget warehouse.
Our email is from Norris Hall, and I think I saw Norris in chat. He said, judging by today's standards, I think my video qualifies as a gadget. It depends on your perspective. I'll let you guys determine that. So I watched it quickly, and he does some very cute things in here. There's a nice thing at the opening, and then I'll tell you something that I thought was so funny in the video. So here is Norris's video.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad. Well, here's my gadget. I guess you could call this a gadget.
It's a buggy.
Look inside there.
Little VW buggy.
But, you know.
Model.
This thing is kind of hard to see. Why don't we, let me try something.
Huh?
Okay. I think we can get a better look.
Isn't that clever?
He grew it.
This is a
life-size
classic 1964 Volkswagen Beetle.
Gorgeous
1964,
car.
To give you an idea, that means it's a 62-year-old big gadget. It's a gadget by today's car standard. Let me
absolutely
just say that. Let's take a look at the engine here, shall we?
Whoa.
Oh, wait. There's no engine. Hang on just a second. I forgot.
It's in the back.
This is the engine right here. She's a beauty.
It's a little turbo on it.
Now let's take a look at the inside.
Wow.
No automatic door locks.
Wow.
No headrests. Lap belts.
Beautiful.
Oh, no radio.
None.
And here is my anti-theft device right here.
Not
stick
many
shift.
Thieves can steal a stick shift now.
So, no electronic push button start. Pretty much nothing. Here's the air conditioning system. This is on high.
Yeah,
this is my favorite thing.
It's pretty much non-existent, but it'll get you there. Anyway, year that the Beatles came to America. That's how long ago this was. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Wow, sounds amazing.
Wow, Norris, you still driving it? Is Norris still here? Oh, more stuff. Oh, 40 horsepower.
Yeah,
oh,
wow.
Oh, my God. It was $1,600 new.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What a gorgeous car. amazingly either restored or maintained or both. Can't
yes
tell. Incredible. Just listening to the sounds of the door latch and, you know, the front trunk area is so satisfying. Hearing those old mechanical
where you could open it and you could actually do something in there.
Yep.
You know, yep. my old outboard motor, I could adjust the cable. I could. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, all you can do is have one of those $8,000 computers from Mercury or Yamaha, plug it into the engine and say, oh, just replace all parts.
Yes, exactly.
Dialing, replace the rest.
Man, that is incredible. And then the price, $1,600 new back in the day is
oh,
funny.
There's Norris is in chat, yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah, it's Norris Hall, thank you. Incredible, really, really incredible stuff. And you did, I guess I was gonna ask, do you know how to drive a stick shift? But you don't drive a car, so.
I have driven a car. I could never drive a stick shift. No, I've driven maybe 100 miles in my life, but not in the past 50 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. Norris will get a current issue of Mad Magazine. And we have a video next week from Jeff and Adam. But then we need more videos, okay? So anything to do with a gadget. Norris found a great gadget. A 1 to 3 minute video. Horizontal format. Just make sure we see the gadget and hear your voice. And put it up on YouTube. YouTube will give you a URL where it is. You can click unlisted when you upload it. And then only people with the URL will be able to see it and send that to us. Mail at gizwiz.tv. If you live in the U.S., you get the current issue of Mad. If you live elsewhere, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo and send you a high-res image to print out wherever you are. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter. Now.
Okay, so it was so funny that Norris showed that he has no radio in his Volkswagen. And concurrently, I got this email that I can share with you, Norris, and you can make some money, okay? Hi, I'm James. I'm in charge of the partnerships at Benet's Car Stereo. Our company is promoting car radios, and we're looking for customers to leave reviews on our Amazon product listings. As a token of our appreciation, we are offering you $10.
Oh, wow.
As a reward.
Wow.
Now, their car radios happen to be, I sent the link, I believe they are hundreds of dollars, or I don't even understand. What kind of a car radio is that?
I don't understand what I'm looking at.
I don't either. I don't, wireless, what am I missing here? Well, if you go down, you'll see more like car radios, but I don't get this thing.
Is it? 1 second. Okay.
Car. Boy.
What? Am I looking? I don't understand what this product does. Adds Android system directly to on the basis of the original touchscreen. Wired CarPlay stereo.
Okay. I thought.
I'm so confused. I don't understand how this communicates with the touchscreen at all.
Open Google Maps.
I don't understand how this box.
Click screen.
So you're getting that? Do you get this box with it? I don't get it either.
I don't understand. I also don't understand, does it require your car to have CarPlay? Okay, so Android, blah, 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 blah. For OEM wired CarPlay cars. That's what I was wondering. Okay, so what this is saying is Android Auto cars, CarPlay cars. Okay, so your car already needs to have Android Auto or CarPlay inside with the nice touchscreen. I think, I'm guessing here, you need that.
I don't think that Volkswagen has it.
No, that Volkswagen doesn't have it. So it needs that. And then I think you use this box to always be connected. And I don't know if this bridges your phone. Like, your phone can also connect to this box. Or if this box is just supposed to replace your phone and do navigation. And then you can do all your music. And you can do everything with it. Basically making replacing your phone. So if you don't have a good smartphone, you could use this $250 box to be a smartphone for your car, is my guess. That's my guess. Yeah. Is to what
But you might get $10 back, so don't forget that.
Right. Right.
I thought it was just going to be regular car, you know, that you would put in the hole that you saw there in the dash. Maybe they don't make that kind of thing anymore.
They do. They do. They do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
So, like, this thing, like, if you just had, I think they call them DINs, but, like, if you had, like, a two-DIN space, which is, like, the, so each DIN is, this is like, the old CD slot, the CD player.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and if
yeah,
you
yeah.
two of them, they make up enough space for, like, a good size screen, and you can just kind of replace that whole unit, and then that whole unit, you know, is like a stereo system. And new modern ones kind of remove the radio, remove the CD, where they remove everything except for connecting to your smartphone via Android Auto or CarPlay or whatever. And then you have a very nice smart touch screen with all the media you'd want. It doesn't do any of the old school stuff, but it does all the new school stuff, and it's they tend to be inexpensive because they're really just, you know, low level computers just kind of doing and a screen doing Android Auto or CarPlay for you. So those are definitely like, in fact, I think that these that I'm looking at here, these all sub $200 options.
Oh, okay.
Are all these type of things. So if you had this exact model, if you had a Dodge Ram in this, these years, you can buy this $100 thing. It even has a backup camera. And so it doesn't really add much functionality other than Android Auto or CarPlay, but because you get those, your phone has so many apps and so many things that and just adds a ton of stuff. That's a very weird gadget. A $250 box to do something with your car stereo. That's weird. Did you see, speaking of, we talked about the $1,600 car, and, you know, now we're talking about this, but did you see the cheapest laptop from Apple came out? Did you see this?
Oh, no, I read that they were working on it. Is it out?
It's out now. This is a very interesting product. This is a laptop from Apple that comes in at a price point of $499, $500 for a laptop. It's just an insane price. Here it is, the MacBook Neo, $599 starting price. If you have an educational discount, which means that you have an email address with a .edu at the end of it, you'll be able to get $100 off. It only comes in two options, a 256 gigabyte version, or a 512 gigabyte version. The 512 gives you the Touch ID, which is the fingerprint reader. And then other than that, it's an entire laptop for under $600 with full keyboard.
Holy cow.
It's a Retina display, so it's a really crisp, high resolution display. It has two USB ports. Both can charge. This one back here is USB 3. This one's USB 2. It also has a headphone jack and then external speakers. That kind of looks like an SD card slot, but that's just external speakers right there. And then the 16 hours of battery life. 16 hours of battery life.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's going to absolutely kill the Chromebook market. If you were looking at a Chromebook for around $450, there's zero reason why you wouldn't buy this. It runs full Mac OS. The chip inside is actually an iPhone chip. It's the it's a previous generation iPhone chip, but it's very powerful. I've been seeing a lot of benchmarks, and it's very similar to the M1 MacBook Air that they shipped around five-ish years ago now, which is incredible that this super cheap phone is as fast as one of those laptops. It has a little bit of throttling when it comes to its SSD, and there's no fan inside, so if you were going to, like, say, like, encode a massive video file, the whole computer would slow down and throttle for heat dissipation, and it wouldn't be the best pro device, but it could still do it. Like, I absolutely, I've seen reviews of people opening Photoshop and opening Premiere Pro and opening Final Cut and editing things and exporting them. And yeah, the export may be a little slow and maybe it's a little choppy, but the fact that you can even open those applications and run them perfectly fine, smooth, buttery smooth, compared to what's the closest price point, a Chromebook, I feel I would force this into a student's hand over a Chromebook because you can run professional apps. You can actually connect with a full operating system to whatever your university or future business. You know, maybe they have some, you know, network attached drive.
Did it just come out? Is it available now?
It's available now. It's available now. Currently, they are. I think March is like deliveries. But yeah, you can order these now, and I think they are going to sell like hotcakes. And also, if you're a person who really, you know, as someone who has tried to move to using my phone more and my iPad more, you do, but you still run, you bump into the edges of the internet or whatever you're trying to do where you do need a laptop, and you just need that file structure. You just need a laptop. And if you're someone on a budget, this is the perfect laptop for that. If you need to answer emails and go do a few things on a laptop every once in a while, oh my gosh, this is the one. So anyway, the MacBook Neo, which only was just announced this last week.
Perfect.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much again for the letter and that strange... box, and big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. And there's also a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal, where you can donate via PayPal. However you support the show, thank you. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we are live, the website will update with the live stream. You can also join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of folks. There, I highly encourage it. And then all of our previous episodes are there on our website as well, if you need a reminder or a link on that. Head on over to gizwiz.biz or gizwiz.me for Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder, there you go. That is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget that you gotta guess what the heck it is. And I hate to give this one away so early, but this is a very fancy, from France, cheese cutter to cut a cheese wheel.
Oh, and, so close.
And let
so
it...
So close.
It's the feature that it'll cut a cheese wheel and it stays in a wheel, you know.
Wow.
And just shaves the outside of the wheel, keeping your cheese in a wheel. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.